Good morning and welcome to Monday Coffee for this week. It's your jolt of hope for the week. Last week I talked about how Jesus sat and ate dinner with the tax collectors and sinners, that Jesus came to be merciful and not for the righteous, and just kind of talk about our political atmosphere right now and how we are so divided, and that you either have to be fully this or fully that, otherwise you're not part of our camp or our team. And I was thinking upon that, and as the church we want to keep people unified, but the church has also been a poor example of that in history. If you can look at all the denominations that have been created over time from the splits and what they split over, it has been disheartening. We as humans want to split off when we disagree. We don't know how to hold space for when we disagree with one another. But the worst part about that is when we start treating the people we disagree with as enemies, as heretical, as no good, we don't even look at them as humans sometimes. And then I thought of the story of Paul and Barnabas after the disciples were creating the church and going to different churches and supporting them. And there's this piece of scripture from Paul and Barnabas. It says, "Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, 'Let's go back and visit all the brothers and sisters in every city where we preach the Lord's word. Let's see how they are doing.' Barnabas wanted to take John Mark with them, and Paul insisted that they shouldn't take him along, since he had deserted them in Pamphylia and hadn't continued with them in their work. Their argument became so intense that they went their separate ways. Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. Paul chose Silas and left, entrusted by the brothers and sisters to the Lord's grace. He traveled through Syria, Cilicia, and strengthening the churches." So there's even evidence with the disciples at the beginning of the church that they ended up breaking off in some way because the disagreement was so intense. So I think that's important, that we can do that. There are ways that we can break off from each other. Maybe there's a friend or family member that you don't necessarily need to break a friendship with them, but that you need to just give yourself space. And that's what Paul and Barnabas are doing, because they are still on the path, the same mission together, but they needed space from one another because they disagreed on this topic. So what are the ways that you need to give yourself space? And what are the ways that you see yourself actually kind of divulging into this space of, like, the people I disagree with are now enemies, and they're stupid, and they are no good, they're inhuman, things like that, because that is too far. That is stuff that creates discord and division among us. But what are the ways that you know that you need to give yourself space from the people you disagree with? Because that's entirely true that we may need to do that once in a while. Because we can't always hold unity if it's at the cost of resentment and hate towards each other. So how can we give each other space to breathe, like Paul and Barnabas did, but still go on the same mission together? And that's by keeping the main thing, that we are here to love God and to love others. And so finding different ways to do that together is one of the key ways we can stay unified, even while disagreeing. Have a great week.